Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
So welcome back to our radio show on risk, fees, and taxes, and eliminating those, reducing those to improve your retirement. Right now, we're going to be talking about Social Security. I mean, you've heard of Social Security. You're eligible when you get to be 62 for Social Security if you've worked enough to earn some income, right? So when should you take it? That's a really hot topic, right? Should I wait as long as possible? I'll get more money. The longer you wait, you get more per month by waiting. You can wait all the way to 70, or you could take it early at 62. And of course, you get a little less money, but then you get it now. What's the benefit of doing one or the other?
In most cases, for the average American, for most people, they hear all the time, wait as long as possible. Wait. And it's right. Not that the government is greedy. Like, yes, they are. But it's not because of that reason they want you to wait. And the reason is you're going to get an 8% increase every year, right? So it's 8% more every year. The longer you wait, the more money you're going to have for Social Security. Now, why is that important to the average American?
The average American does not have enough saved in retirement to meet all their income needs. So they're going to need to have as much as possible from Social Security. So the average American probably should wait as long as possible because it is more in the paycheck. And you're going to work through age 70, maybe longer, just to be able to put food on the table. So now we help anybody. So if you want to go to our website and talk to us, we don't have any minimum that you need to have to speak with us. But the focus of this radio show is really for clients that have a decent amount of money saved, so they are paying taxes and they're tired of paying too much taxes. So you're not the average person if you're one of our regular listeners. Most of our listeners have a decent amount of savings. And so for you, you may want to take it early. There are several benefits to taking Social Security early.
So the key question is, if you're thinking about taking it, whether you're wondering whether you should or should not take it, then that fits right in with what you're saying. Then you should take it. If you really have to take it, you need the money to survive, then wait as long as possible.
You had that choice of 62 to 70. What are the key ages to be aware of? You have 66 or 67. For most people right now, 67 is...
That's called your full retirement age.
Yes, FRA, full retirement age. That's the age that you don't have any income restrictions on receiving Social Security. So if you're still working and you're not ready to retire yet, and you turn 62, you can't really take Social Security unless you're going to make less than $22,000. So if you have, again, if you're not one of those, average American, you have make above average income, let's say you make $100,000 or $200,000, you really can't take Social Security because they'll disqualify you. You make too much money. But once you turn 67, even though it's not the most Social Security you can get by waiting till 70, you can go ahead and take it even if you're still working. There's no income cap on that. You can make $1 million a year, doesn't matter. You can still get your Social Security.
The key is, if you're still making a lot of money, then you should probably wait till full retirement age. If you're not making earned income, now you could be making money in rental income, dividend income, interest income, things like that. But if your earned income is high, then you really can't take Social Security until your full retirement age. Now, what if I have my own business, I have a corporation, and I can make a couple hundred thousand dollars? Can I still? Do I still have to wait till 67 to take my Social Security?
Yes and no. I mean, you have to wait till 67 if you're going to report that you earn a certain amount over $22,000. However, if you have your own company, then you could defer some of that income for a few years if it's a corporation. So you can leave the money in the corporation and just pay yourself a $22,000 salary. And then you could pay the dividends to yourself in a future year. You'll still pay tax on that, but then you are not going to be limited by Social Security. And you also have a lot of deductions that you could take as a self-employed person that you may not be able to take if you have a W-2 income. So there are some flexible options for taking Social Security early if you are self-employed.
So know the rules. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is you should need to talk to somebody that understands the tax code and works within the tax code to give you the best advantages you can legally.
And if I want to keep working, but my wife wants to retire, is my income going to affect what she gets?
Nope. Because she doesn't have earned income. She has spousal income, but not earned income. So earned income is the key word. If you're earning income, that's what prohibits you from taking Social Security if you make more than $22,000.
Okay. So again, go to our website and you can find out what the best age to take Social Security would be for you. We can do that calculation. And again, the website is riskfeestaxes.com. And you can click the green button and schedule a meeting with us on our calendar. It'll be a Zoom call and we can talk to you wherever you are. And we'll be happy to do that.
Let's give you an example. Okay. So if you're at going to take Social Security, the full retirement age, let's just say 62. Right? Say 62, you're going to take Social Security. What is your Social Security if you're maxed it out? It'd be what?
So this year, if you retire with the most possible Social Security, you'll probably get about $2,500 a month at age 62.
Okay. So if 62, you can get $2,500 a month. But if you wait, and let's say you wait all the way to 70, how much would you get?
Well, if you wait till 70, instead of $2,500 a month, you might get $4,500 a month.
Wow, that's like $2,000 more per month.
Exactly.
That's a lot of money.
It is. But what do you miss out on? If you wait, then you are missing the Social Security you could be getting for the next 8 years. That's comes to about $246,000 of losses in this example.
Well, that's $250,000. So if you don't take Social Security and just wait till 70, you've missed out on $250,000. That's $250,000.
Again, this is if you're maxing out Social Security. The numbers are going to be different for you. When we meet with you, we can provide fiduciary advice about your situation. So this is an example.
So what could you do with that $250,000? You could do Roth conversions. You could stick it in a CD right now earning 5%. You could buy a rental property. You could do a lot of different things. So this money is there. Might as well take it. Because you know what? You're never going to be younger or healthier than you are today.
Right.
And the time value of money. The dollar that is worth more today. In fact, I was just looking at an article today that they're surprised that inflation is higher than they expected again, even though they're working on it.
So, yeah, that's inflation is a big factor. And in 2023, there was a 3.2% increase in Social Security for inflation. Now, those of you listening, how many of you think in 2023 inflation was really only 3.2%? It wasn't. There's a lot of things that are a lot more expensive now that you have to buy every month. So again, if you do that break-even analysis and see how long is it going to be, because you're talking about, Raz, you talked about a $246,000 loss by waiting 8 years because you're not going to get all that. But I'm going to get more. I'm going to get $2,000 a month more now. So isn't that better? I mean, it's going to catch up really fast, right? How long does it take to catch up?
Well, if you divide that $246,000 by the $2,000, your break-even is about 124 months. That's 10 years. So by the time you break even, you're going to be 80 years old. And that's it without any interest. Now, if you did the simple interest of, say, 6%, that adds another 3 years to your break even point. So you're 83.
And this is pretty much going to be the same for most people. No matter how much your Social Security actually is, the break even point is around 83 or so when you count the opportunity cost. And I was just reading a statistic recently that the average life expectancy for an American that's turning 62 today is 83. So the Social Security Department is not stupid. They want to give about the same amount of money to you no matter when you take it. So if you take it at 62, you take it at 67, you take it at 70, and you live to an average age, then you'll get exactly the same amount of money. But that's still not taking into consideration the taxes. So let's talk about that for a minute. When I first heard that Social Security was going to be taxed, I was so mad because it's a tax coming out of my paycheck now, and you're telling me I'm going to pay tax again when I receive it?
Yeah, Daniel, but you know, you don't have to worry about paying tax on Social Security. You know why? You're so young, you probably won't even have Social Security. I don't know if that makes you feel better, but at least you don't have to pay taxes.
So for me, it's just a tax. But for those of you who are of the age that you're approaching Social Security and you're going to receive that soon, then it is taxed based on how much other income you have. So there is a something called provisional income. And provisional income is a special calculation to determine whether your Social Security will be taxed and how much will be taxed.
So what they do is they take half your Social Security, whatever it is, and then all your other income, ordinary income, dividends and capital gains, non-taxable interest, anything, any income you have, and they add that together, and that becomes your provisional income. And if your provisional income is over, say, $44,000
For a married couple,
then 85% of your Social Security gets added to your bottom line and you have to pay taxes on whatever bracket you're in.
And so, again, there's different thresholds. If it's under a certain threshold, then it might all be tax-free. So if all of your income is Roth IRA, then your Social Security will be tax-free. But if you're over these thresholds, then Social Security will be taxable up to 85%. That means 15% of your Social Security is always tax-free. However, the other 85% might be taxable. So let's run through an example. If you take your Social Security early, then first of all, you don't have to take as much out of your IRAs, mm-hmm. which allows them to keep growing.
Right.
But also lowers your taxes because only half your Social Security counts towards this threshold. So Raz, let's say you retire today.
So I take Social Security and I tell my wife to wait. And so we need $60,000 income. So I take the other $40,000, like $20,000 Social Security, and the other $40,000 comes out of my IRA to make up the difference so I can have $60,000 in retirement.
So if you do that and you have $20,000 of Social Security and $40,000 from your IRA, then we run through that calculation and only about half of your Social Security is taxable, about $11,000 of it is taxable, okay. which is not too bad. You got some of it tax-free, some of it taxable. But let's use a different example. Let's say I retire too, and both me and my wife take Social Security at the same time. And that lets our IRAs last longer. So now we're getting $40,000 from Social Security instead of $20,000, and we're only taking $20,000 out of the IRA. So we have the same income, $60,000 both ways, but I pay a lot less in taxes. In fact, I pay nothing in taxes because my provisional income is now so low that pretty much all my Social Security is tax-free. Out of $40,000, only $4,000 is taxable. And so most of my income on the tax return is tax-free, and it's still under the standard deduction, so I wouldn't pay any tax at all. And that's an example of the type of proper tax planning that can really help. And it's one of the differences between working with a tax attorney, like I am, and a CPA. So you, if you're listening on the radio, you may have a great CPA, great accountant, and I've got nothing against CPAs or accountants. Most of them, or many of them, are very, very good at what they do. But normally they're very reactive, not proactive. So what does that mean, Raz? What is reactive?
That means they're always reacting to what's happening. So when something happens, then they say, okay, write a check. This is what you owe. Stay out of jail. But they're not doing any planning going forward and planning for that stuff. And so you having a tax attorney in your back pocket really helps you to plan a little further and allow you to make changes before they change you. So
you may be thinking that, you know, why is this different than what I've heard before? I've always heard you should delay as long as possible with Social Security. You know, I mean, to get 8% more Social Security every year I wait.
Well, you're smarter than everybody else.
Well, it's based on a lot of different factors, and it's not the same for everybody. And for the average American, it may make sense to wait. But if you have above average income or assets, then you probably want to take it as soon as possible for a number of reasons. But go ahead and go to our website, go to riskfeestaxes.com. And schedule a free Zoom call with us so we can give you fiduciary advice about your specific numbers. You can show us your Social Security statement and we'll do a calculation exactly for you and give you the proper and optimal amount of time to take Social Security so that overall we reduce the three biggest killers in retirement. And what are those three biggest killers? Risk, fees,
and taxes.
Risk, fees, and taxes. So again, our website is riskfeestaxes.com. Go ahead there and schedule a meeting with us.
Just be aware, I mean, you only get to retire once. We've retired hundreds of people. So don't make a mistake.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasvy. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.